When the enemy's within me, picture me, my identity's winner. Checking my pedigree, this is my autobiography. More than a philosophy, life is living, and I gotta be driven, given my history, rising above the algebra.
World War Who?
You.
World War Who?
It's up.
World War Who?
It's true. I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you.
World War Who?
It's up. I think I'm fighting myself.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another edition of the World War You podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mansfield. And in today's episode, what we want to talk about is how you need to invest in yourself. How you need to invest in yourself. Now, you've probably heard this a million other times, but the reason why I feel this is so important is because you hear people talk about how they've got the most amazing ideas, how they've come up with this plan to do this or this plan to do that. But when time happens, there is no fruition to that idea. There's no completion. They never run that idea to the finish line. So this is why I just want to talk to you today about why it is so important to invest in yourself. The reason why it is important is only one reason. And that reason is, it is you who is going to execute the idea. You are the one that is going to execute the idea. So if you do not have the capacity, or if you do not grow the capacity to execute your idea is going to die as a mental constraint. And for a lot of people, this is where, you know, there's a gap between the creation process, ideation process, and execution process. Because people get this amazing idea, but they lack the capability or the capacity to fulfill that idea. I'll give you a classic example. If you look at a product like the iPhone or Apple as a business, the business hinged on Steve Jobs as being the vision bearer or the creator. It had nothing to do with the actual idea. Because at the same time that iPhone was in the market or was coming into the market, Nokia was already there, BlackBerry was already there. There were people who had been playing around or toying around with the same idea that Steve Jobs had. But the difference was the level of execution that he brought into the market, which is why Apple is where it is today, because of the kind of person that he was. So you realize that in life, most things have nothing to do with the idea, whether it's good or it's bad. It all boils down to execution. How are you going to execute on this idea? So it could be in school, it could be in sports, it could be at work. If you feel you are due for a promotion, the idea is good, but what are you going to do to make sure that you secure the promotion? How are you going to differentiate yourself? If you're going for a job interview, how are you going to differentiate yourself from 100 other applicants that are going for the same idea? How are you going to stand out? And this is why it's so important for you to invest in yourself, for you to grow yourself, for you to allow yourself to go through the process of understanding what the idea is and what sacrifices you need to make for you to reach the finish line. You know, we always start with New Year's resolutions, right? In physics, they call that potential energy. You've got the potential to do something, but are you actually going to do it? So we start the year with, you know, New Year's resolutions. I want to lose weight. I want to find a job. I want to do this. I want to start this. I want to quit that. But as the year goes on, as time happens, as we meet circumstances, as we meet adversity, those goals kind of take the back end. So you're not focused on setting new things. You're not trying to do other things, or you just totally forget what your goal was. That is because you do not have, or you did not have, the capacity for you to fulfill the goal in the first place. So you understand that for you to become a doctor, you need to go 5 years and study medicine. That is you growing your capacity to become a doctor, or for you to become a lawyer, or for you to become a professional in anything. You need to go through the process of understanding what that idea or what that concept is in order for you to fully immerse yourself to a place where you understand it holistically and you can actually move and execute it at the level that you are supposed to. So you will notice that in life, whatever it is that you're going to choose to go for, whatever it is you're going to choose to pursue, whether it's your purpose, whether it's a goal, whether it's your vision, you need to have the capacity to fulfill it. So the first place to invest is in you. That's the bottom line. If it means you need to learn, you need to be mentored, you need to move environments for you to put yourself in an environment where you understand your idea better, you need to make those adjustments. Because without making those adjustments, you are not going to be able to fulfill that idea to its best. Now, we all know about DJ Khaled came out with a saying that says, secure the bag, right? But I just want to push that a step further and say, secure yourself because you are the bag. So if you do not do things in your life, if you do not make adjustments, if you don't change things, your idea is just going to die. So when people invest in certain things, they merely just don't invest in an idea. They look who is behind the idea. So if, for example, if Elon Musk is going to say, I'm now selling green tomatoes because they are healthier than red tomatoes, I need $1 million. People will put money together because of who Elon Musk is. It's not about the green tomatoes. It's about who he is. He's got what we call compound interest. He's proven time and time again that he can run a business successfully. So this is what you need to understand, that in life, whatever it is you're going to pursue, you are the bag. So you are the first port of call. Your idea might be amazing, but if you do not have the capacity for you to actually fulfill, or if you do not have the compound interest, there's no history. We cannot see that you can actually do this. People will not buy into your idea. So the first step is making sure that whatever it is that you are pursuing, you understand it to the fullest and you are willing to execute it to the fullest. That is how you then get to that finish line. You look at people like Usain Bolt. If Usain Bolt says, I want to race you for 100 meters for 1 million, people will back that up because they've seen him do it in record time. So it's not about the idea that, well, he looks tall enough, he looks fit enough, I'm sure he can do it. People will be like, I've seen him do it. He's got results. He's got the capacity. He's got the growth. He's got what it takes. He's got the DNA to do it. So that is what you need to work on and get yourself to a place where you become the face of execution. You become the, if I've got an idea, I'm going to go and speak to this guy about it because I've seen what he can do. If I've got an idea, I'm going to sound it off this guy, or I'm going to invest in this person because I've seen what they do. So if you've got a product, if you've got a service that you're selling, remember that you are the face of that product or the service. People are not going to just buy an idea. People are buying you. People are not going to invest in an idea. People are investing in you. So you need to take that potential energy and actually turn it into something that is tangible, something that is physical, that people can be like, yep, there it is. So that's all I just wanted to share with you guys today. Hope you and yours are safe. And as always, we'll catch you again next week.
World War Who?
You.
World War Who?
It's up.
World War Who?
It's you. I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who?
World War Who?
It's you.
World War Who?
It's up.
I think I'm fighting myself.